there is another way out. There is another way up, and you should explore as many options as you can and give it everything you got.
Welcome to the Lion's Den, hosted by Lance Bachman.
Hey, everybody. CJ Bachman here, taking over the Lion's Den today. I have a special guest with me. You may or may not have seen him on some of our videos before, Mr. Kyrus Westcott. Welcome.
Hello. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
We're
closing in on the end of the month here, so I thought it would be a good opportunity for you and I to get together and kind of talk about Black History Month and what's going on and what it means to you. For me, I'm educating myself along the way. I have great people in my life like you to kind of help keep me on the right track. But for me, it's all about acknowledging how far we've come, and also the obstacles and things like that, honoring them, because there's just so much in history that we're not necessarily aware of or so easy to forget. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, it's great that you say that, because it is definitely about honoring the people from the past and seeing how far we've come and seeing how far we have to go. You know, we still have a long journey to go with when it comes to acknowledging and growing and learning. And for me personally, you know, it has been such an incredible journey. You know, being able to create opportunities that I never thought that I would have, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a little bit, but. You know, to have the opportunities now because of the people, my predecessors that have created even the remote chance for me to grow into the person I am today, you know, to be able to honor them and to thank them and to educate other people about what they've done for me and what they've done for others. I mean, it's wonderful that we get to do this.
Absolutely. And, you know, ever since I've been at OneSEO, diversity and inclusion has been kind of a big part. As you know, I did a lot of the hiring and recruiting, and I know what it means to me. But before we get into your story, can you tell me a little bit about when you hear that diversity and inclusion inside the workplace? What does that mean to you? And how important is that when you or people you know are looking for jobs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the best way that I can equate it is like when you are watching a movie or your favorite TV show, right? When you're growing up, you can sometimes picture yourself in those situations as that superhero or in that romantic story, right? When you're able to picture yourself, no matter who you are in that situation, end up growing closer with that character or with that moment, with that movie, because you're like, oh, I could do that. Or I wish I could be in that position. For digital marketing, you know, it's the same thing. And to be able to look around and to see other people, other marketers that are just like you, that look like you, that act like you, that have a similar upbringing as you, and you're able to empathize with those people, it's a really comforting feeling to know that you are not alone. Now, with that being said, obviously, we all come from different backgrounds, and we all embrace the various backgrounds, especially here at OneSEO. But you know, there is something about knowing that there are other people that are similar to who you are and what your upbringing was that makes you feel so much more comfortable here.
And, you know, I think a lot of people hear those words and sometimes they think that it means that you're choosing color over skill set. And that's not really what it means. I mean, you're part of the interview process. You run one of the most diverse teams inside the company. And I like to think that we're pretty diverse, you know, as a whole. But when you're going through the interview process, how much does that kind of come into play when you're selecting who you think would be the next fit for your team?
Sure. That's a great question. So at the end of the day, obviously it comes down to skill set, right? Are they going to contribute to the team? Are they going to make OneSEO better? Are they going to make the people around them better? Are we going to be able to learn from them? So on and so forth, right? What we need to, you know, make sure that we do just as digital marketers in general, not just OneSEO, but just digital marketers in general, is make sure that we provide the opportunities and to educate people, letting them know that the opportunity is there for people of color, for minorities of any kind to apply. There's a lot of times that people may not even, and that's part of my story as well, is that people may not know that the opportunity even exists,
right?
Because of the way that they're raised or the environment that they're in, that opportunity wasn't presented to them. And so there is a disproportionate amount of people that you do not normally see in the hiring process. And it's not, that's not a one SEO, you know, problem. That is a digital marketing technology, corporate world issue that a lot of places have been dealing with, have been focusing on over the last couple of years, especially. And it's really nice to see that, that is such a high priority. It's very comforting.
Well, let's get into your story. I know that I appreciated being able to sit with you and hear about the story. So I'm sure our listeners are going to enjoy it as well. So let's get to know Kairos on a deeper level.
Sure. Yeah, I'll start from the day that I was born. So okay. I'm kidding. So, So I'm going to kind of jump a little bit into my high school years, because that's honestly where it got started. When I was in high school, even in middle school, really, sports was my thing. Sports was pushed on me. I was an athletic African-American. I was tall. I had skills in basketball, baseball, football. Everybody wanted me to play sports. My parents, my teachers, my coaches, it was always sports. Because of that, and the other people that were like me in my community, sports was the way out. And it was taught to us that that is the only way out for us in the neighborhood that we're in.
Right,
yes, absolutely. That is the only way that we'd get into college. That is the only way that we would succeed in life. It was you gotta put everything you have into basketball, because if you don't make it there, who knows what you're going to do. At no point did anybody ever say to me, you might want to consider maybe this, this, and this. Because everything presented to me was sports. And I know that there are so many people out there that are in similar positions as me or went through something similar, where it's like, wait a second, hold on. We're putting all of our eggs in one basket here, but what if it doesn't work out? What other opportunities do we have? And it wasn't until high school when I was running for student government president, which I won, by the way.
I won. my money would be on you for sure.
and it's funny because I was tasked with running a campaign and advertising myself. And at the time, and this goes to show my age, but like Facebook wasn't a thing at all, really. I mean, it was invented at that point, but it was only for college kids. So we weren't using Facebook. We weren't really using anything except for AOL Instant Messenger, really. But I had to find a way to market myself and the team that I put together for people to vote for us. And it wasn't until that point that I'm like, wait a second, this might be an opportunity that this is something I enjoy. This might be something that I might want to look into even more. So as I graduated from high school and I ended up going to Rider University, where I would major in acting, but I would minor in marketing communications. And I'm so glad that I did, because that is what led me to where I am today. And I look back at those days back in middle school and high school, when everybody was pushing me to go in one direction. And at no point was anybody really saying, hey, if things don't work out here, maybe you might want to consider doing this as well, something that you might enjoy. And it really got me thinking, how many other people out there that are like me that didn't get the opportunity to discover something unique? It may not have been digital marketing. It might be something completely different, right? But there's a lot of young people out there that don't know that they have this opportunity. And as a result of that, when people are going through the interview process, there is a disproportionate amount of people that you don't see in the process. And that's because they don't even think they have the chance. And my goal in 2022 and beyond is to make sure that I reach out to as many people as I can and help them understand that this is an opportunity for you. And even if it's not this, there's other opportunities for you that you can consider. There is another way out. There is another way up. And you should explore as many options as you can and give it everything you got.
Yeah. And when I hear that, the first thing that kind of comes to my mind is I get a little bit sad, because if Kairos wasn't who Kairos is today, I don't know where some of our clients would be. But I also think about the many talents that you have, right? So people don't necessarily know you that may be listening, and some may maybe they do, but you have your own podcast where you're, you know, you're communicating and you're talking about positivity and how important it is. You're also, you know, very involved in the acting community. So when you talk about only being pushed into sports, it's kind of sad. I mean, I took my daughter to see, you know, one of the plays that you produced, and it's just such an amazing thing to see the level of creativity you have. So I, you know, I want to stand behind the message and your goal for 2022. And I want to be able to help you with that as well, because no different than women in STEM and helping them know that they have the ability to be in these careers, young kids not knowing that social media or, you know, SEO or website design can be part of their life. I think that that's super important. And, you know, whether it's at the high school level or even before, just kind of planting that seed is super important. With that, if there was one kind of piece of advice, and I think I know what it's going to be just based on hearing your story, but that you could give to the upcoming generations for them to kind of know and keep in the back of their mind, what would that be?
Do not feel like you are backed into a corner. You can make any decision that you want. And there is a quote from the musical Hamilton that I live and die by. And that quote is, "I am the one thing in life I can control." And I love that quote because you can focus on you. You can control you. You cannot control anything else. I can't control you, CJ. I can't control anybody that I work with. Nobody can control their family or their friends, their girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever it may be. You can't control anything else except for yourself. That's both a scary thing and also a blessing, because when you understand that you can control you and you can make your own decisions, you can conquer the world. The sky is your limit. Follow your heart. Look at what your opportunities are. Learn, grow. There's going to be times now where you might go into one career and then you're like, wait a second, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm going to switch it up. That's okay. The world has changed now. There are people that work multiple careers and multiple jobs in one lifetime, unlike previous generations, whereas like you finish college, you go into work and you work that same job for 30, 40 years and that's it. It's a different world now. Don't be afraid of the opportunities. Don't be afraid to explore. Follow your heart. Give it everything you got and don't be afraid to change if things are not working out.
Yeah. And I think, you know, from my standpoint, one thing that I have learned and you've been a part of it and so many other people in my life is just making sure that we learn from our past and that, you know, we appreciate how far we've come. We appreciate what changes have been made, but we make sure that by remembering, you know, how far we've come, it helps us to keep from repeating those same mistakes and kind of bridging that gap and coming together. And I know it's an important piece of what we do here. We had that conversation earlier in the week because, you know, I have to admit, and, you know, I apologize to you, One SEO was late on getting our post out for Black History Month, and it was not intentional, but it was, you know, unacceptable. And so we sat down and we had the opportunity to have that conversation. And it was something that was important to me because, again, I want to be able to have open conversations and I want to be able to learn from my employees. I want to be able to grow as a company, as an organization, and as a team. So I appreciate you being a part of that with me. And I'm so happy to have you on the leadership team. You know, do you have any final words that you want to leave out there for anybody listening?
I think the last thing that you said there in that last statement is the most important thing, is being able to educate yourself and learn and grow. There is not a single person in this world that is perfect. Perfection is overrated, right? There's no such thing as perfection. What there is, though, is education. Everybody is going to make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. I made a mistake today, right? Everybody makes mistakes.
But we might have to talk about that off air, right?
I know, we might have to.
What did you do? Am I going to get a call from someone later?
No, it was actually a good mistake, but we'll talk about that later. But with that being said, there's always going to be mistakes. And the best thing that anybody can do, whether it's you, whether it's me, or whether it's company-wide, whatever it may be, is you learn from it and you grow. Even the positive things, even the things that aren't mistakes, they're just good moments. We want to understand why it's a good moment, things that make you smile, things that work within your organization. If there are any clients here of ours that are listening to this right now, if there's anything within your company that works, you want to highlight the reason for that as well. So it's not just about the mistakes, but at the end of the day, as long as you're learning and you're growing and you're open to thinking outside of the box and you're open to evolving into the world that we live in today, then you're going to last a long time in this world.
Well, Kairos, I thank you so much for being on here. And just to kind of end things up, please join Kairos and I as we continue to make sure that we're not celebrating Black History Month just in February, but it's a continual year-long evolution of, you know, moving forward and growing together. So I appreciate you joining me, Kairos, and I look forward to our conversation afterwards to see what you did.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.